Welcome back to your daily dose of the RFM Business Hour. Ole Wuchang here. Now, moving away from the drama around the forthcoming BRICS summit and whether Putin will come to SA or not and what will the government do if he does, the SA BRICS Business Council is looking for South Africa's best up and coming tech gurus to represent the country in the BRICS Future Skills Challenge. To find out more about this challenge, I'm chatting to Joanne Brink, founder of TechWays and project lead at BRICS Future Skills.
The BRICS Future Skills Challenge has been running since 2017. And just by way of background, the BRICS Business Council is sort of the mother organization that we sit under. The goal is to, across the BRICS countries, so Brazil, Russia, India, China, South Africa, the overarching goal is to look at how we can increase trade and investment across our countries, how we can increase opportunities across our countries. And in order to do that, we need skills, and especially in the areas that are rapidly transforming, and most of those areas are technology-driven, it's very important that we have the skills to be able to create those opportunities, because if we don't have the people to deliver, then there won't be an opportunity. So that's why the Future Skills Challenge started. The goal is to really give young people the opportunity to learn and network and benchmark their skills in a variety of areas. So if you look on bricsfutureskills.co.za, the youth will be competing in things like renewable energy, cybersecurity, data science, Internet of Things, and many others.
And I mean, what is causing the skills gap in the BRICS countries, Gilbert? But I think our focus will particularly be in South Africa. What is the cause behind this dearth of skills in these tech-based industries?
I think one of the biggest reasons for the dearth of skills is that there is just so much demand for skills. And because it's a rapidly transforming area, in that there are new skills coming online, new sort of parameters to those skills and new angles to those skills, it means that, you know, there's a need to constantly being upskilling yourself in those areas. And if you're a young person coming through, it means that there's lots of opportunities, but we don't have enough of our young people that are in these areas. There are, in the South African context specifically, because a lot of them are technology, engineering sort of angled, there are challenges in that we don't get enough pipeline from our schooling system into, you know, those disciplines. And so that exacerbates the shortage of people and pipeline as well.
Well, Joanne, let's get into the actual competition details or challenge details. When is the major event being hosted, and how can interested parties go about applying? And most importantly, I think, what are some of the requirements of partaking in the challenge?
Thanks, Oliver King. Yeah, the big event that people will be joining takes place in Johannesburg over 12 to 15 September. And just any competitors that are selected to come to this big event, where we will have 120 South Africans and another 200-400 BRICS youth joining as well, we will be covering transport and accommodation expenses for the South African competitors. So from wherever you are, you need to be between the age of 16 to 35, and you need to have some skills and expertise in the specific area that you're applying for. And you can go on our website, I'm just going to repeat it, bricsfutureskills.co.za, because we've got all the descriptions there of what each of the challenges will be and what the skill areas are. So our deadline, just for any people that are interested in applying, is the 30th of June. And what we'll be then doing is running a selection process to pick our top 10 competitors per skill area. So it'll be 120 South Africans that we'll be selecting in total. And in August, we run some deep training that our competitors will get access to, where we give them chances to do practice challenges, where they will get real-world scenarios, where they will have to solve problems, come up with unique solutions, and that will be a chance, almost like a practice. You know, Ole Wuchang, the one thing I hear from the young people that I work with is that there's this catch-22 situation where no one is willing to give them the opportunity to try out their skills, but then, you know, So how are they supposed to try out their skills? And this is exactly the right opportunity for you if you feel that that's happening, because you will be able to have a phenomenal opportunity to showcase what you can do to potential employers.
Why is it so important, I think, for someone who's sitting in this region to take their shot, shoot your shot?
For me, it's all about being able to show your skills. And besides being able to have access to some of the top minds in your field of expertise, because not only will it be the South African experts that you'll be able to network with, it will also be the BRICS experts that you'll be able to network with. So it will be a phenomenal opportunity to just gain exposure. But besides that, Olebogeng, the training that you get and the certificate that you'll get from participating in this will highlight you as one of the top South Africans in your field. And that, for me, you know, we've got phenomenal talent that we don't always realize it. I mean, last year at the BRICS Future Skills hosted by China, South Africa won 15 medals. We've got talent. This is our chance to really showcase some of that creativity and innovation that I know sits within our youth.
That's Joanne Brink, the founder of TechWays and project lead at BRICS Future Skills. She was telling us more about the BRICS Skills Challenge. So do make sure that if you are tech savvy and you have some skill sets that you do want to share, pay a visit to the business section on ofm.co.za for the link to the application. I've got your business lesson of the day coming up right after this short break. Stay tuned. Yeah.